Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Off to an 0-2 start. Last we left, Eric Henry was before the Tulane game. We kind of agreed that that game was going to be tough, but kind of felt that last week was a game that FIU could get, especially at home. Eric is kind enough to join us this evening. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time.
Larry Bluestein, how's it going, my man?
I'm doing well. And we talked a couple of weeks ago and kind of reluctantly thought that Tulane would be a little bit too much, one of the top three teams on their schedule. But we felt that Western Kentucky would be a game, especially at home, that this team could get. What exactly went wrong?
I mean, let's backtrack to the Tulane game first. Yeah, we thought it might be tough, but giving up over 350 yards on the ground is unacceptable. So, you know, no one thought it'd be that tough. When you fast forward to the Western Kentucky game, it's been the same thing that's plagued this team throughout the first two games. I got a stat for you, Blue. You're not going to win very many ball games when you go 6-for-27 on third down. That's 22%.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so that's through the first two ball games. They've just struggled offensively, specifically on the offensive line. And the major thing, Blue, is that last year this team rotated about 8-9 guys on the offensive line. And you would think, because they brought back five guys who have significant playing time, you know, significant experience, that they'd be okay. But that offensive line just falling apart, and it's hurt them. They haven't had time to really throw the ball, haven't had time to get the running game going, and you see the results.
This has got to be driving Coach Davis crazy because, you know, when we talked to him before the season started, very optimistic, team that had an opportunity to be equal of what they were, maybe even better than they were last year. And so far, after the first two games, hasn't been the case.
Yeah, when I talked to Butch Davis after the Tulane game, he just was at – I've personally, you know, covered this team for a year and a half, and I've never seen Coach at a loss for words as to what happened. One of the things, he just took the blame for himself and said, hey, you know, I got out-coached. We all got out-coached in all three phases of the game. The Western Kentucky game, he came out and he was a little more optimistic. He said, hey, at least this is something I can deal with because the guys played hard for four quarters, but you can still sense the frustration even in post games that he knows this is a talented team. You know, not to kind of harp on that offensive line again, but when you bring back five guys who all have experience, I mean, four of those guys were starters last year. You can't have it fall apart, despite the fact that the offensive line rotation is now shrunk from 9 to 7. It's just been a tough go for it. And I think part of the reason, Blue, is they had two JUCO guys, Danny Corbett and Logan Gunderson.
Right.
And I guess they're still making the transition to the FBS level because both of them haven't gotten consistent playing time. I think that's making the difference between them having that 9-man rotation versus 7 and better protecting James Milton.
Yeah, no doubt. Eric Henry joining us. We're talking FIU football, and certainly they're going to have to correct things. I mean, this was to be a promising season. The schedule obviously eases a little bit, but nevertheless, if, like you said, if you continue to underperform, those same things are going to happen. You're going to find yourself not making plays, making mistakes. And see, that's the one thing, too, making uncharacteristic mistakes, having a lot of penalties at key times, which is part of the game, no doubt. But this was a program you felt was over that by now, and certainly had enough senior leadership or juniors who were in positions to kind of overcome that. What do you think when you're looking – not so much at the Tulane game, but let's look back to last week, where they left points on the field, you know, off the scoreboard because they didn't finish drives, and that nothing bothers me more than a team that self-destructs. You illustrated it with the third down conversions. You can't win like that, and they won't win like that. What needs to be done? Does somebody need to step up? You have a quarterback that can throw the ball. You have an offensive line, as we just talked, that's feeling their way. Is there somebody on the offensive side of the ball that needs to be the guy, the running game, the receiver that needs to step up and make those key plays?
No, I'm glad you mentioned the senior leadership, because even going back to last year, Blue, one of the things, you know, I talked to guys like Maurice Alexander and Anthony Jones before the Miami game last year, and they said that they're eager to show that they're not the same old FIU. Well, they did that last year, but you fast forward to this year, they start off 0-2. One thing they can't do is point fingers. It can't be, hey, this guy's not doing that, that guy's not doing that. If we look at a senior leader, someone I think really has a chance to really kind of turn this thing around is center Dallas Cottle. I mean, he's been with the program 5 years. He's one of the most respected guys in that room, probably their toughest offensive lineman. He had a rough go last week. He had two errant snaps, one that James Morgan probably could have corralled, but it still kind of looked wide, and that's actually the play that Morgan got hurt on as he missed most of the second half. And then he had a second low snap that sent backup quarterback Kalen Wiggins about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and Kalen got hurt on that play.
Right.
So it's going to be taking a guy like Connell, you know, with the guys like Danny Demery and Shane Magoo, just those veterans on the offensive line, Maurice Alexander, been with the program 5 years, to step up and say, hey, this thing can either turn to a tailspin and it can be a 3-4 win team, like we go back to the Ron Turner days, or we can stop this thing right now and play up to our potential.
Yeah, and certainly they can. And you mentioned a kid like Wiggins, who was a guy that came in a really good runner, if he has to be. He's a leader as well. And you don't want to have to go to that two-headed quarterback. You want your number one quarterback to kind of establish things. But every time I listened to the game last week, and I was coming back from a high school game, and I heard they were switching off, and I go, wow, there's no continuity. And I thought at the time when I first tuned in that they had such a big lead that they could go to that second team, but then they're behind by 7 points, and certainly they're still scrambling around. Running the ball, and that was a key too, because we know that the running game improved, and we know that they have backs that can get it done. Who needs to step up there? Because you have a couple of good backs that really could add balance.
What's really hurt them is that Devontae Price has been injured. He didn't make the trip to Tulane, battled a lower body injury, came back and played last week, and still didn't quite look 100%, but that three-headed monster that they had last year with Anthony Jones, Devontae Price, and Napoleon Maxwell hasn't quite come to fruition yet. You know, I'll give you another stat, Blue. Against Western Kentucky, you go 3.3 yards rushing. Against Tulane, you go 2.3 yards rushing. So, you know, it's been tough sledding. But I think just the combination of those three guys, and if they're not going to be able to get, you know, kind of that push from the offensive line as well, you might see a guy like Lexington Joseph or maybe a big guy like Sean Peterson Jr. get some more carries, because something's got to give. I mean, this offense, if they're not going to be able to pass protect, at least you got to be able to get the run game going. And I think this week against New Hampshire would be a good start.
Okay, take a New Hampshire team. This is a program that FIU should win. I mean, you know, I saw New Hampshire. I mean, you know, they're okay. I mean, they're not Louisiana Tech. They're not Marshall, certainly. And those are two games that are looming in the future. What needs to be done to come out with a W and get this thing at 1-2?
It has to be four quarters of consistent football. You talked about, you know, timely penalties. You know, this is a player I love. I love Isaiah Brown, you know, cornerback, you know, senior leader. But he had two really silly penalties against Tulane. One where, you know, you push the quarterback. The quarterback is 2 yards out of bounds, slowing his momentum. He pushes him. That's 15 yards, extends the drive. You know, you can't have things like that happen, because then you open the door for a team like New Hampshire that, let's just be honest, I don't want to, you know, denigrate New Hampshire. Talent level, they're not on the same playing field as FIU. But when you do things like that, that allows teams to hang around in the ballgame. I'd like to see the offensive line protect James Morgan. Coach Davis did say that James should be good to go, but I know that Kalen Wiggins is going to take a couple extra snaps with the first team. You know, whoever's back there, quarterback. But it should be James. I'd like to see them protect the passer for four quarters, establish the run game. The run defense, something that, you know, we talked about all throughout last year in the Tulane, they played well last week. You know, they held Western Kentucky to 2.8 yards rushing.
Yes,
so
yes.
If they can put that together, just put together four quarters of consistent football, special teams. Borregales missed a field goal last week. Tommy Heatherly had a rough debut in Tulane. They just got to put it all together for four quarters. And this team was able to do that last year. So, yeah, it's only two games. The season isn't lost just yet, but you got to get it going soon.
Good stuff. Eric, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you a couple of weeks. We'll talk what has transpired. Hopefully we'll be even at 2-2.
Anytime, Blue.
Good stuff. Eric Henry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.